Hello and welcome to the Missouri Beef Industry Council Report. And this week we're speaking with Don Turnauer, Marketing Director with the Missouri Beef Industry Council, about an event held last week that helped raise some money for the Central Missouri Food Bank. Don, why don't you tell us about the Mid-Missouri Columbia event, the first Chili Challenge.
Well, the Columbia JCs actually put on the Chef's Chili Challenge. We had 20 vendors. Six of them were professional restaurants, and all these folks were cooking up their favorite chili recipe. And with that, we charged $10 a person in advance, 12 at the door, to come in for people to try their chili and then vote on their favorite. And the People's Choice winner then took home $500, $250 for them and $250 for an organization that they chose.
I was there, and I thought their turnout was pretty good. What did you think about it?
You know, we were really satisfied for a first-time event. We had about 200 people come through the door to try the chili, and then we had a ton of media coverage after the fact, which is really exciting when you're doing something for a charitable organization. You really need that to go out to the folks that to know about it.
Now, this was a combination event. You had several organizations and companies that got together to put on this event, right?
The event was hosted by the Columbia JCs, but this is a great opportunity for different commodity groups to get together to promote their product. So, of course, the Missouri Beef Industry Council helped sponsor the event by providing money for the People's Choice Award, in addition to providing other monetary support and then staff time. We also had the Missouri Pork Association that made the same level of commitment, and then the Missouri Soybean Association came in to showcase the new Pony Express beer that's soybean-based, and they also did a chili with both steak, pork, and tofu in it.
Being there, I noticed you had all kinds of different chilies there, and why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the ones who won?
What was interesting to me is the folks that won, the People's Choice Award went to the 63 Diner, and the Best Beef Chili went to Boone Tavern. Both of these chilies were just classic chili recipes. So if you go into a restaurant and you order chili, that's what you expect to see. So it was really exciting to see that that's what consumers want when they think about their favorite chili. The Best Pork Chili actually went to Willie's Pub and Pool in Columbia. And the Best Campfire Cook went to Steve Henderson, who represented the Downtown Optimist Club in Columbia. And his chili was three meat and three bean chili.
Now, as we said before, the Central Missouri Food Bank was the benefactor, was a real winner in this chili challenge. How much money did you raise for them?
Well, we are excited to announce that we raised $1,300 for the Central Missouri Food Bank, and that was all after all the expenses were said and done. And our expenses actually stayed under about 20%. So, again, we were really excited to be able to do this charitable event. At the same time, we were giving people some different ideas of things maybe they can do with their crock pot, different fun recipes that they can take home.
And why is it particularly interesting that we had this event held during the month of October?
We held the chili event during October, not only because October is National Chili Month, but also it's cold, it's tailgating season. Chili is a healthy, fast, easy alternative to cook during this busy time.
And if people would like to get some chili recipes, where can they do that?
For more recipes, people can always go to www.beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
All right, thanks a lot, Don Turnauer, Marketing Director for the Missouri Beef Industry Council. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.